This is Roundup Dual Action Weed and Grass Killer products. This stuff doesn't just kill existing weeds to the root. It prevents new weeds from appearing for up to 4 months, from the first days of spring to the fourth day of July. From swimsuits to sweater weather, from sandcastles to spooky season. That's up to 120 days of days, guaranteed or your money back. Roundup Dual Action Weed and Grass Killer products. This stuff works. Always read and follow pesticide label directions. Not all products are registered for use in all states and may be subject to use restrictions.
Save big money on all of your Purdy tools to help you finish your next painting project. Menards carries Purdy paintbrushes, roller covers, prep tools, trays, kits, and more to help you get the job done right. Purdy brushes have been handcrafted in the USA for 100 years and are the number one brand preferred by professionals. Save big on Purdy painting tools and don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Highs of 9 to 11 degrees. Today FM News will have more at 3.
Thank you. This is the show with the biggest ever prize on Irish radio. That's right, the Today FM Casho Machino.
Oh, I'm going to enjoy this.
26,031 euro and 75 cents could be yours this afternoon. We demand, we insist that it be a Today FM winner. So take this cash now.
$126,031.75
is the total. That's 126,031.75.
Write it down.
126,031.75.
This is absolutely mind-boggling money.
That's Ref Foley money.
We're nearly there. We're nearly there.
Did you get that in a week?
I don't want to get into my. I don't want to get into the details.
Your remuneration.
Yeah. Let's just say I'm well looked after. Let's just say I'm comfortable. Okay. 6 holidays a year. Swimming in champagne. Doing that thing that Scrooge McDuck does where he jumps into the money in the vault and swims. Swimming in money. A bird swimming in money. You would think that its skeletal structure wouldn't be able for the weight of gold coins crashing down it in waveform. And yet, he swims back up to the surface. And here's the one that'll get you. He spits out the coins as if it were money. Mm-hmm. He put... Now, if it wasn't the gold crushing him... It'll be the bacteria, because everyone knows don't put money in your mouth.
It doesn't really stand up to scrutiny, does it?
Guys!
€126,031.75. This is the biggest prize ever given away on Irish radio. And it could be yours this afternoon. If you're not in since Friday the 13th at 5 p.m, this is your last chance to get your text in. 53 minutes and counting. Text WIN to 57557.
Cost €2.50 plus your standard message rate to play over 18s. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations, but we don't care about that because we want a Today FM winner.
Get in by 3 o'clock today. We could be calling you between 3 and 4. Answer within 5 rings. Tell us the price amount, which is...
€126,031.75. Write it down. 126,031.75. The word WIN to 57557. Answer the phone.
For the love of God, answer the phone between 3 and 4. And you could be our winner. WIN to 57557. And terms and conditions on the website at www.todayfm.com. Katy Perry at Today FM. John Corey at Rotary. This is Today FM. You're on the radio station giving away the biggest prize ever on Irish radio. €126,031.75. I'm going to say this until I'm literally blue in the face. €126,031.75. €126,031.75. How's my colour?
A little bit turquoise, right?
He's got a very high colour. That's his blood pressure, though. It's not his enthusiasm for the cash prize in this afternoon on the cash machine. €126,031.75. Guys, the gang's all here.
Hello.
How are y'all feeling today?
Good. Yeah.
Feeling nice? Yeah. Hey, Orla, how would you feel if you won €126,031.75?
I feel pretty good.
You feel pretty good, yeah. I feel pretty good. Text this afternoon, 0874-100-102. I'm not interested in Ray Foley money. We said 126 grand is Ray Foley money. Let's just say I'm looked after, okay? I do well out of
this. No complaints.
I've no complaints. Very happy. Listen, let's just say I negotiated a fair contract. Let's just have feathered my nest for 2023, okay? I'm very well looked after. Yeah, Alan says he's not interested in Ray Foley money. He says, I'll enter when it becomes Ray Darcy money.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what, Alan, it'll be several more rollovers before we hit those kind of digits, let me tell you. It'll be June, provided nobody answers the phone between now and the middle of June. Well played, sir. Slap some sense into JP. Banshees has 1 million nominations. Maybe it was a backlash against your show. From Porrick, who says he loves the show. Hey. Yeah, JP doesn't like Banshees of Inisherin. Anton Savage was on yesterday saying he got a pile on. He really got a terrible time on Twitter for saying he thought it was a big pile of S words.
I didn't really like it either.
What? You didn't like it either?
No, I thought it was fine.
Here's the funny thing, right? I'm the one in the room that is always advocating on behalf of Banshees of Inisherin, because anyone I talk to doesn't like it. And I'm like, oh my God, you can't say that. Oh no, no, don't say that. It's anti-Irish and you can't be down against it and you can't be slagging it off. Worth noting, I haven't watched it yet.
Mm. Oh God.
But I'm doing the right thing.
I see, you've hyped it up for yourself too much.
I think the thing to do now is to never watch it. Yeah. And to just say how brilliant it is and how proud I am of Colin Farrell.
He's very good.
What are the nominations? What are we looking at?
Best Picture, actor in a leading role for Colin Farrell. Best Supporting Actress for Kerry Condon. Best Supporting Actor, Brendan Gleeson. Best Supporting Actor, Barry Keoghan. Best Director, Martin McDonagh. Best Original Screenplay. Best Original Score. And Best Film Editing. Just the 9 nominees.
9 nominees for... Yes. That's Banshees. And then we've got a few other Irish then as well, with Colleen Kuhn and whatnot.
Yeah, Colleen Kuhn is best international film and Mescal is best supporting actor in After Sun.
Right. But the big one then was Banshees.
Just 9.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, 9. Just 9.
9. The
I'm not going to be swayed, okay?
The pinnacle.
By the Academy.
The peak of motion picture production... On the whole world, like.
In theory, they know what they're talking about.
Yeah, they know what they're talking about.
In theory.
Yeah. But JP and Anton Savage are the ones we should be asking for their opinions.
Oh, I know whose side I'm on.
And Ray, where's my singing dog or Corconian cat or cute baby? It's all cash machine this, cash machine that, cash machine the other. We didn't even get a Will Ferrell goat. Come on! From Yvonne, I let you down. I didn't do any of my Instagram stuff. That's because it's all about the cash machine today. €126,031.75. How's my colour?
It's rising.
I do have a goat for you, though, actually. Hang on, let me go get a goat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is Jenny's goat. Jenny sends me these videos on Instagram, and they're not... Like, most people send links. So when they're sending me direct messages on Instagram, it's like a link to somebody else, something that someone else has put up. But these look like there are videos taken on Jenny's phone and she's directly sending videos.
Oh, this is original user-generated content.
Yeah, and this is a goat. Yeah, I've said this a million times before. I want a goat. I love the way they make human noises.
You'd like a husky and a goat.
If I get a husky and a goat living together, we would have the crack. I'd have to ask all of the rest of my family to move out because we would be a whole new family, the three of us, going on adventures together. Ray Foley, his husky and his goat. Anyway, it seems that Jenny has a goat and the goat is in the kitchen. She's offering the goat breakfast this morning. Do you want to have a listen?
Yes.
Here it is.
What's wrong?
Want your breakfast?
And the goat is saying yeah, because he wants his Frosties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Want your breakfast?
Yeah. I think it's Jenny's own goat. Jenny has a website, Jenny's Flowers and Gifts, and I went and had a look, and I found a phone number.
Oh, wow, okay.
So she's got flowers and she's got gifts. Flowers and gifts and goats. Right. Could she give me a goat as a gift?
It's ringing. I can't tell the geographical location of that ringtone.
I think it was Longford.
Yeah, it sounds Midlands, kind of.
It's ringing, but there's no answer.
No.
She wasn't expecting the call.
She's from the goat.
She's to go out and buy more Frosties for the goat. What would a goat eat for breakfast?
Grass, I'd imagine.
Anything.
Anything?
Yeah.
Shredded wheat?
Hello?
Hello, is that Jenny?
Yes.
Hello, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Hello, Ray. How are you?
I'm good. I got your goat video. This is a goat eating his breakfast, or you were offering the goat breakfast?
Yes, I was offering Bonnie her breakfast.
Are you joking me? Do you actually have a goat in your kitchen?
Yeah.
Well played, madam.
What does Bonnie have for breakfast?
What does Bonnie have? Is it Frosties?
Pardon?
Is it Frosties? What does she have for breakfast?
No, she has porridge.
I was going to say, without the milk or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. See, and you feed her, and she's inside in the house. She's no bother to you, is she?
Well, she's out in the garden most of the time, but she comes in the mornings for her breakfast.
But for the breakfast and a chat?
Yeah.
I love it. Your website is Jenny's Flowers and Gifts. It's flowersandgifts.ie. That's where I got your phone number from.
That's me.
So flowers and gifts and goats. We had a goat to that as well.
She features on my Instagram stories regularly.
Just for give Bonnie the recognition.
Would you recommend it, Jenny?
Oh, yeah, that's
a good
question.
Should we own a goat? Should we all get a goat?
Everybody should have a goat.
Right.
Yeah, but are they hard work or are they low maintenance?
Oh, no, she thinks she's a dog. that's genuinely thinks she's a dog.
I love a goat that thinks it's a dog. Does she cuddle? Like, would she come in the evenings or anything? Or?
Oh, she does, yeah. She comes in the evenings, sits up on the couch beside me.
And is she, because I love the chat. I love the way they sound like humans.
Yeah.
Is she very loud? Would she get very loud? Beyond being hungry, like at breakfast or whatever, would she get very loud?
No, she's generally very quiet.
She's a cool goat.
Yeah.
I love it.
She's very chilled.
All right, well, listen, anytime you need a goat sitter, you give me a call, okay?
Yeah. Perfect.
Thanks
no
for
problem.
Taking me. Sorry for interrupting your day.
You're gone.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye. If you want to order your own goat or flowers or gifts, check out flowersandgifts.ie. And cheers to Jenny France and the call this afternoon.
I could have my Gucci on.
Oh, there it is now. That's the rain now. Do you feel us? Yeah.
Kind of misty rain.
There's a little bit there. Oh, there's another little bit got me there on the cheek.
Getting heavier.
Oh, got me. There's one that landed on my arm there. We better go in. Rihanna, Umber, Ella, Today FM, playing the music you love and giving away the biggest ever prize on Irish radio, €126,031.75. Closing the lines in 32 minutes' time on the Today FM cash machine. If you're entering, we'll be making that phone call between 3 and 4 this afternoon. But hey, you're not going to answer anyway. Or you're going to get it wrong. Why break the habit now of a week? 2 weeks nearly out this stage. Mm-hmm. €126,031.75. Congratulations to all of the Irish nominees in the Oscars and 9 for Banshees of Inisherin. Is there anything for makeup or hairstyling or anything like that for the Banshees of Inisherin? Is that
no? Not in those categories. No.
Right. Well, that explains. Peter's over there. He's got a view. Peter was your man yesterday with the dog with the huskies, wasn't
he?
Yeah. Peter.
Raymond.
Yes.
It's Peter with the huskies.
Hello.
On his way home to the huskies at lunch.
Okay.
Come here. Okay. I'm with JP and Anton. The Banshees of Inisherin was absolutely atrocious.
Yeah.
But you know what the worst part of the movie was?
What was the worst part?
The big dyed head of hair on Colin Farrell. I mean, come on. He must be pushing 50. Now, where in the name of Jesus did they get brown hair dye on an island in Ireland in the 1920s?
That's a good point, actually. I mean, they don't have a local Peter Mark on Inisherin, do they? in to pick up the GHD and get the roots topped up, Colin.
Oh, and Ray.
Yes, Levine.
I love the show.
Hey.
Ray Foley.
Cheers, Father. Drive safe. And love to the Huskies. All right, your views on that, 0874 100 102. Cash machine coming up. And we're playing Little Mix next.
get you rocking out there to Franz Ferdinand and Take Me Out.
Actually, if you like your rock music, Today FM rocks from side to side, forward and back, and all around. Kicked off last night, Ed Smith's new show, 10 p.m. every night right here on Today FM. And on the app, with back-to-back rock music, all your favourites. Check it out on the Today FM app, powered by Go Loud. Swipe over to Today FM rocks for all of your rock tunage.
You can do that thing that they you know, wearing their black t-shirts and
headbanging.
I can't do it.
I'd only hurt my neck if I attempted to do it. Actually,
Ray Foley.
But if you provided you warm up sufficiently and limber up that neck of yours, you can rock out with Today FM rocks. Just download it on the app. Stick around. We still have 126 grand plus to give away on the cash machine, and we're playing Westlife VNX.
Love rock music today.
What a song.
This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon to you. We have €126,031.75.
Leave your keys.
I hit the wrong button there. I was like, what's that song?
Keane,
would you give it a rest, man? So my apologies on that, actually. We'll play some Keane Ducrow for you in a couple of minutes. I'll Be Waiting is the name of the song. And Ireland, he will. We've got a hundred. Do you know what?
Good save.
Sometimes.
Good save. Fairness.
€126,031.75 up for grabs. The Today FM cash machine, the biggest ever amount on the machine this afternoon. We want a winner after 3 o'clock. If you're in since Friday the 13th at 5 p.m. You're still in to win. If you're not, you got to get your text in the next 9 minutes. The biggest ever prize on Irish radio between 3 and 4 today, right here on Today FM. Right, Banshees of Inisherin. They're still texting on this, are they?
Yeah, they are indeed, yeah.
People just love this film, except for JP and Anton Savage. Hi, lads. In relation to the hair dye conundrum on Banshees of Inisherin, many men back then used shoe polish. Did I mention I love the show? Hey. A from Connor in Mayo via Roscommon. So could it be that Colin Farrell's hair dye job was intentionally bad to fit the era?
I looked it up. Hair dye was invented in the 1860s.
Oh,
so,
there you go.
You know, it's possible.
Right, I don't know what sort of laugh the Hollywood press are having, but it's not funny. It's actually the Academy that are having a laugh. There's a parallel to be drawn with the Emperor's New Clothes here. I reckon The Banshees of Inisherin is probably the worst movie I've ever had the misfortune to watch. I brought the family to watch a comedy, and the only people laughing were the lads at the cinema who charged me a fortune for popcorn combos for me and the wife and kids. Paul, by the way, Ray, love the show. Hey, I'm not giving any credence to this notion that it's a bad film.
Right.
It's un-Irish. It's bad form.
Is it typical Irish begrudgery,
Ray? Begrudgery,
right?
That's what it is.
Is it okay?
Anton was on yesterday. It's ringing, saying it's a terrible film. He was getting a pylon on Twitter. Hello?
Hello.
Anton Savage, everybody.
Thank you. All right.
Let's go through this, okay? We got Best Picture nomination.
Yep.
Actor in a leading role, Colin Farrell.
Uh-huh.
Best Supporting Actress, Kerry Condon. Best Supporting Actor, Brendan Gleeson.
Uh-huh.
Best Supporting Actor, Barry Keoghan.
Yep.
Best Director, Martin McDonagh. Best Original Screenplay.
Uh-huh.
Best Original Score and Best Film Editing. 9 Oscar nominations this afternoon, Anton.
A record, I believe.
How are you feeling? Very proud?
Well, you see, I think, Ray, when you look at a situation where the 17 branches of the Academy,
uh-huh,
the world's best, casting directors, cinematographers, costume designers, makeup artists, producers, production designers, visual effects writers, film editors, well, they all get together and they say, given the millennia of experience that they have when added together, and they make a choice, I think it takes a big man to look in the face of that and say, well, okay, clearly I was wrong. Unfortunately, I'm not a big man.
Go on, Anton. You're stuck in there, Anton. Go on.
Now, let me be clear about one thing.
Uh-huh.
On a lot of these categories, I'm all for it. Uh-huh. Farrell and Keoghan, depending on how you slice them, Gleeson, Kerry Condon, more power to them. The only issue I have is with Best Film and Screenplay. Because you can be a very good actor acting very well in what is a muck movie.
Fair enough.
This is my contention. And all I'll say in my defense, mm-hmm, is Avatar.
That's it. That's a one word defense.
Yeah. It's a one word defense. 2010, 9 nominations, 3 Academy Awards. And let's be clear, come on, we can all, a lot of water has gone under the bridge. We can all now look fondly back at Avatar and say, well, that was just muck.
Yeah. Okay. Even though it's the second one just made it across the 2 billion mark.
Again, I refer to you about the big man who would stand in the face of, I believe, the world record-breaking box office revenues that James Cameron made off that. And again, the weight of an industry saying, it's good, you know? Nope.
He's not returning.
No, I like he's sticking to his guns.
He's sticking, standing by his guns, even though he deleted the tweet. Anton Savage, everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Much obliged. We'll see you for the night, or the morning after, the night before, once they're actually given out, okay?
I am, as they say, girding my loins, right?
His loin fully girded. Steady on. Cheers, man. Have a good day.
Thanks, man.
Leave your keys if you're not coming home.
I'll be waiting on Today FM.
If you ever want to make things right, if you ever want to change your mind, I'll be waiting.
We would never give Anton the plug.
I'll be waiting.
Anton Savage is on News Talk at 9 o'clock every Saturday morning. Give him a listen.
Ray Foley.
You can listen to his podcast as well. Cheers to Anton for taking the call. And indeed the abuse with regard to Banshees of Inisherin this afternoon. It's 2:02, which means 2 minutes out from shutting down the lines in the cash machine for €126,031.75.
This year, scooters will
TLC Waterfalls. Today FM playing the music you love. The biggest prize on Irish radio to give away. I can't give you the exact total now because I'm not allowed after 3 o'clock, but it is over €126,000 this afternoon. Unbelievable scenes. Keep an eye on your phone, we could be calling you in the next few minutes. What's this I've got for you now? Kylie Minogue.
I've heard of her, yeah.
Kylie Minogue, I should be so lucky, lucky, lucky. I should be so lucky, lucky, lucky as Kylie Minogue.
Why's that?
Because she's after making a whopping £9.3 million sterling. Thanks to her wine brand, she sells more than 7 million bottles of Kylie wine around the globe. And a bottle of her non-alcoholic Kylie wine. You can drink your very own non-alcoholic Kylie. A bottle of her non-alcoholic wine sells every 10 seconds.
Good grief.
Around the world. And she's not the only one. There's loads of them that have their celebrity wines. I know Graham Norton's been at it for a while. Who else is there? There was Gary Barlow announced one recently as well.
I've never seen his bottles, although I have seen a recent addition to the wine shelves in Tesco. Snoop Dogg has got a wine. He does.
You're joking me.
I swear. I haven't tried it yet.
Let me call my wine guy.
Okay.
Let me call my wine guy. We'll talk celebrity wine. One second.
I like a wine chat. It makes me awful thirsty, though.
Say what?
Awful thirsty. Wine chats. Yeah.
Hey, it's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, John Wilson.
Yeah, it's me.
Hello, John. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, Ray. How are you?
I'm good, man. He's my wine guy.
Yeah.
John's my wine guy. John, I was just reading about Kylie Minogue, and she's after making 9.3 million sterling thanks to her wine brand. And she's got a non-alcoholic one. So a bottle sells every 10 seconds. She's doing very well. Does it taste any good? These celebrities with these wines coming out, is it just a fad? Is it just like Asher? Throw any old rubbish into a bottle and the celeb fans will buy it.
Well, I divide them into two, first of all, because you have one group which would include people like Gordon Ramsay, Gary Barlow, Cameron Diaz, Sarah Jessica Parker, Snoop Dogg, who just buy the wine, slap the label on it, and don't own any vineyards or make any wine. There's another group, including Cliff Richard, George Clooney, Sam Neill, who's an Irishman, who actually own vineyards and are very involved in the winemaking process. So that's the difficult bit.
But beyond that, though, do they not, what would a celebrity know about, well, other than drinking it maybe, what would they know about the standards of wine or what's required in making a nice vintage.
The smarter ones would hire a good winemaker.
Well, there you go. And they just put their put their name on it. Have you tried many of the celeb ones then?
Yeah, I've tried most of them. Yep.
Okay. What's Kylie's one like then?
Kylie's is actually pretty good.
Okay.
I've tried. She has a Pinot Noir and a Sauvignon Blanc. Right. She has a Prosecco. I haven't tried the alcohol-free Prosecco yet.
Okay.
But they are selling like hotcakes. It's been a huge success.
I have to say, I wouldn't be keen. I wouldn't be bothered. It's just nothing. Maybe it's just me, or maybe I'm not the target market for it. But well, I just like a celebrity's name being on a bottle does nothing for me. I wouldn't be inclined if I saw like Gary Barlow wine in the supermarket.
It would immediately make me suspicious, not because of Gary Barlow, but because of the celebrity. Obviously, the only reason they're slapping their name on the label is to make extra money.
Aside from Kylie, though, is it working generally? I mean, has there been an uptick in wine as a result of celebrity, or is it the other way around that the celebrities are going, oh, hang on, I can make a few bob out of this?
Oh, no, it's definitely a celebrity that's saying, I can make a few bob out of this.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, some of them are good, some of them are average. But as I say, the best ones are the people who actually own the vineyards and hire decent people to make the wine.
That are properly involved. Didn't Brad Pitt and Angelina, weren't they? They had an ownership, and there was a fight. Once they split up, there was an issue over ownership, and then they've both divested now at this stage.
Well, no, one of them are. Brad still has 50% of it.
Okay, so still involved.
And he went to court to try and get Angelina's 50% because she sold it to a group called the Stolle Group.
Right.
So Brad still owns half of it. So it's a half for celebrity wine. That's just a Miraval in Provence.
You've a top five celeb wines then for us.
Sure.
The ones that are good. John's picked out five for us. Go on then.
We have. Well, at five we have one from John Malkovich, the actor.
Right.
Which is called Le Quel de la Coste, the Cabernet Rosé. Costs you about €20. You can get it in Mitchell's in Glasgow. Right. Couple of other places. I had lunch with him a couple of years ago. Fascinating time.
Name drop. Ouch. My toe's broken.
You dropped that one in.
A bottle of wine with
me
John.
And John.
John and John.
That's at number five. Number four, I'd actually put the Brad wine then, the Chateau Miraval.
Okay.
The Rosé, it is pretty good wine. At number three.
How much is Brad? I'm interested in all the numbers as well.
Brad would be about €30.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit high. That's about I get three bottles of my regular wine for that. Or three and a half.
Now, when we get to number three, we're down to about £20 a bottle.
Okay.
Sting and Trudy Styler.
All right.
They have a place, huge place in Tuscany, and make a number of wines. There's one, they're all called after songs. There's one called When We Dance, which you can get for €20 in Malloy's.
Right.
There's another one, Message in a Bottle. Or you can hire out their estate and winery for a week if you want.
I think
it's about €60,000 just for the house.
Right,
so if you're having a wedding or a party or anything, Ray, now you know.
I think I might just stick in the off license. I'll stay in the off license.
Okay.
I'll have me wedding there. I'll be walking down that aisle instead. So you've got John Malkovich, Brad, Sting, and where are we?
Number two, I'm putting Kylie in.
Oh, right, cool.
Mainly because she's so successful and making an absolute fortune, and I take my hat off to her.
Okay.
But number one, I have an Irishman. Oh. Can you guess who it is?
Oh, who could I guess would be in the... Oh, Graham. It's Graham.
Absolutely.
Aha!
Graham Norton. He was the original one. He was the first one to make a success of it. He partnered up with a company called InVivo, and he now has the first one was a Marlborough Sauvignon, because all of the guests on his chat show sit there sipping Sauvignon Blanc.
Big plug,
so he decided to make his own one, or help choose his own one. But he now has an Aussie Shiraz, there's a Rosé, there's a Prosecco, all of them sort of €13 to €15, and all of them are pretty good, actually.
So you can be supping on Graham's wine while you're reading Graham's latest novel, while you're watching Graham's television programme on the telly, and followed up by his drama on the telly box or on your streaming service.
That's John, it. You can have a Graham night in.
John, thoughts on cocaine?
Oh, yes, this is the Tom Hanks thing. Did you see? Tom Hanks says he drinks champagne mixed with Coke, and he calls it cocaine.
But
spelt, of course, Coke with an ain, as in the ain of champagne. Have you tried it?
I would never do something like that to a nice bottle of champagne.
Yeah, Tom Hanks says it's his drink of choice. That's his tipple. Okay. And now everyone's talking about it and talking about trying it as well. Cocaine. We must give it a go. Listen, John, thank you so much for taking the time this afternoon. The number one is Graham Norton. They're all there. John Malkovich, Brad Pitt, Sting, Kylie and Graham Norton, all the celebs on the air this afternoon. My white guy, John Wilson, The Irish Times.
Irish Times, yeah.
The Irish Times. Cheers, John.
Cheers.
Salute, Dave. And you were right, JP. I'm thirsty after that now. Sam Smith and Unholy, stand by for that cash machine call. It's in the next few minutes. The biggest prize ever on Irish radio. Over 126 grand. Cillian Murphy. Piggy Blinders. Lady Gaga, Schubert Love, Today FM, playing the music you love. Your cash machine call in a few minutes. Answer the phone. Charge the phone, answer the phone. Take it off silent. The biggest ever prize on Irish radio in a few minutes. Today FM cash machine call coming up in just a few. Over 126,000 euro on the line today. Yeah, Sam Neill was in Peaky Blinders. Doesn't Sam Neill, we were met John Wilson, my wine guy.
Yeah.
He mentioned Sam Neill having a vineyard or a wine brand. And he said he was Irish. And I was like, is he Irish? I know he did a Northern Irish accent. A terrible Northern Irish accent in Peaky Blinders. But he's actually got an Irish heritage, does he?
He was born in Omagh.
He was born in Omagh. You'd think he'd have a better Northern Irish accent, but he's in Peaky Blinders.
You'd think he'd have a better accent given his name is Nigel John Dermot Neil. I mean, that's pretty Irish.
It's pretty spot on. Would you ask John if there's a nice non-alcoholic wine, please, from Phyllis? Phyllis, we only got your text after he was gone, but you can try Kylie's one. It's a zero alcohol one. And there was a zero alcohol or no alcohol wine that I... when my wife got pregnant the first time.
Was it Schlur?
It wasn't Schlur. It began with a T. I want to say Tiesto, right?
But okay. Of course,
Tiesto does not have a wine brand. But it's something like that, or Treviso or something like that. A non-alcoholic wine. And I was being such a good boy. I was being the best husband. I was like, Joe, I'm going to soldier through this with you. You can't take a drink. And you know what? For the 9 months, I'm going to be a good boy as well. And every Saturday night, we'll crack open a bottle of this Tiesto or whatever it's called. I will enjoy this. I had one glass of this urine. A single glass.
Ray Foley.
And I never went back. So thoughts and prayers if you're doing dry January. You can try out Kylie's wine. Or indeed, if you're pregnant. Cash Machine Call is on the way. Gwen Stefani's next.
Dermot and Dave.
Gwen Stefani, the Sweet Escape, you're on Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon. It's Ray Foley, and is it Tuesday today?
Yeah.
Oh, I love a Tuesday. No, you know me now, I love a Tuesday.
Bad for the Tuesdays, yeah.
A wine text, so 0874-100-102. Everyone in the same buzz, everyone like, ooh.
Must pop down to the shop.
I want to try a bit of one glass of Brad Pitt and one glass of Kylie, and I'm anyone's. Kylie has a fantastic Merlot from Dave. Dave, I know your text is probably intended innocently, but for some reason...
I read it the same way.
Reading it out loud seems creepy. Kylie has a fantastic Merlot from Dave. John Bon Jovi and his son Jesse have a number one rosé wine called Hampton Water from Cat. Yes, I was reading about that before they operated together. The son is mostly involved in the running of the business and very successful as well. Jesus, lads, I wasn't going to take a drink tonight, but I'm going to have to go out and get me a bit of Graham Norton. Ooh-er! From Kevin and the Van, love the show. Hey cheers, Kev. By all accounts, Graham is the number one celebrity wine. We were talking with my wine guy, John, earlier on. And the non-alcoholic wine we were talking about, Naturo says Naturo wine has 0% alcohol and is lovely. Naturo, is it from, does it begin with a T? Is it Torres or Torre?
Oh, it could be Torres or Toro, yeah.
Yeah, that's the T, not the Tiesto I was thinking of. Naturio is a non-alcoholic wine. The white is nice, the red is disgusting, from Noreen. Noreen, I think it was the opposite experience for me. I was like, it just tastes like, here's a hot take.
Tastes like what?
It tastes like hot sugar.
Oh, okay.
Did I say it tastes like sugar?
It tastes like sugar.
It's very sweet and sugary and sort of kind of syrupy. And without the booze in it, it's no crack. Here's a hot take for you, though.
Oh, yeah.
Could it be that wine is actually horrible and it's just the alcohol that makes us like it? Just a thought. Always drink responsibly. Drew, visit drinkaware.ie.
Come on!
Oh, my God!
You're so good!
The biggest prize biggest prize ever on Irish radio. Here we go.
Today FM's cash machine.
That's right. You've got your text in. Since 5 p.m. on Friday the 13th, you are in to win this massive jackpot on the Today FM cash machine. You know how it works. We've got a different total every day as it rolls over. And man, has it been rolling over. We are now at and over 126,000 euro. You need the exact total that I was giving you all the way till 3 p.m. today. If you have it and you text it, we could be calling your mobile phone now with over 126,000 euro on the line. I'm crossing my fingers for you. You know how it works. If we're calling you now, answer within five rings. Give us the exact amount and you win it all. The best of luck. Barry's making that call. Let's go.
Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome, sir.
One ring.
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. It's Barry Dunn phoning.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, it's not.
Let me check. No, definitely it is me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
More to the point, who are we talking to this afternoon?
You're talking to Cathy in Dundalk. Oh, my God, Barry Dunn. Oh, I'm going to, sorry, just give me a second, I need to breathe.
Take as much time as you want, Cathy, because you know I am phoning. My, it's a big moment.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can I give you the number?
I want to make sure it's the right number, Cathy. What are you doing in Dundalk today? You sound a bit hectic.
I am at home. I know, mm-hmm. I'm at home. My four kids, Barry. Oh, my God. Oh, I can't breathe.
So, Cathy at home with four kids, and a phone call from the cash machine has only added to the mayhem, I'm guessing.
Oh, my God. You don't understand. You don't understand what you're... Oh, my God.
But what did you tell us, Cathy?
It's 126,031 euro and 75 cents.
When did you write that down?
I just recently, like, to like 20 minutes ago.
Just as well you did, Cathy. Congratulations.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
You've just become the biggest cash winner ever on Irish radio, Cathy.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I don't know what to say. Oh, I can't. My body is just... Oh, my God, Barry Dunn, you are, have been my dream for the last year and a half. I have been doing this for the last year and a half.
I don't usually hear that, Cathy, in fairness.
I don't know the laugh is. I said we're going to Bora Bora. I don't know where it is, but we're probably just going to go to Spain or something.
I believe Bora is beautiful this time of the year, Cathy.
I'll let you know, Barry. You can come with me.
You're too good. It's 126,000.
Thank you so much.
31 euro and 75 cents. I'm going to let you go now before your head completely explodes.
Yes, thank you, Barry.
So come here, sit down, let it sink in, start planning the holiday to Bora Bora. The winning continues on Today FM's cash machine. Listen to the last word at 5 p.m. to hear that new cash amount. And we could be calling you.
Today FM's cash machine.
Total after five, right here on Today FM. Maroon 5 and Sugar, Today FM, playing the music you love. Oh my God. Emotions running high. Everyone on text. Well, not everyone on text, but most people on text this afternoon. Delighted for Cathy and Dundalk winning herself 126,031 euro and 75 cents this afternoon. And you know what? It's a huge relief that she's a deserving winner. Like, she sounded absolutely delighted. She's at home. Imagine sitting at home. The phone call comes in from Barry Dunn. You're minding the four babies. There's baked beans on the walls. There's bits of toast all over the place. Kids giving you abuse. The phone rings. You hang on, I'll answer the phone. And she wins 126,000 euro. Well deserved, Cathy. Lots of love. And all the texts this afternoon saying the same thing as well. That, in fairness to her, we're absolutely delighted. Well done, man.
Ray Foley.
Oh, that's beautiful to see. I'm still jealous, though. I mean, I can have both feelings, can't I? 126 grand, like.
try some Flo Rida for you next.
The
right
last
here.
Word with Matt Cooper.
Flo Rida, T-Pain on Today FM, playing the music you love. Ray Foley in the afternoon. How are you, friends? And Kathy in Dundalk, delighted with herself. Well, you would be if you just won €126,031.75. We heard her on the cash machine a few minutes ago. The biggest ever prize on Irish radio. I hope she's okay, actually. I hope she's mad. With all this wealth, this newfound wealth.
Yeah. We've got a check on her.
Right, okay.
Welfare check.
All right. Just make sure she's all right. Can you imagine? Well, it was a half an hour ago. It's ringing.
That's a Dundalk ringtone.
Hello, Cathy.
Hello.
Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
She's on the line. I am on cloud 9, 10, 11, 15.
Come down from all those clouds and talk to us for a minute, will you?
Oh, hello, hello, hello. I will.
It's been a few minutes now since you got the call. Has anyone been in touch? Who have you told?
My mum, loads of everybody. We have the town and country knows all about us. Being honest, everybody knows. My Facebook hasn't stopped. Metro hasn't stopped. My mum's here. Everybody. Oh my God! I still can't breathe. Calvary done. Thank you so much for giving me the heart palpitations that I have.
That's it. Yeah, he does that a lot. Actually, he's up there with a bad diet and drinking too much and not getting enough exercise. Barry, he's the third most serious killer in Ireland. Come here. What's your story? You're at home with the babies, is it?
I am home. I have four kids. I have a 13-year-old, a 7-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 1-year-old. We have very mad
house. A good spread, yeah.
A very good spread. And you know, it's funny because I am doing the cash machine since it originally started.
Right.
And my dad, every time the bill comes in, obviously I get my bill through him, every time he comes in, he's always saying, I'm telling you now, stop fucking doing it because you're not going to win it. And I said, no, Dad. If you're not in it, you can't win it. I'm paying €170 a month. I'm paying that on phone bills just so I can continue doing the cash machine. And I knew my day would come, and oh my God, my day has
Did
come.
Did it ever come in? 126 grand. So, is it Tora Bora you said we're going to? No,
I don't know where I'm going. I'm going, I don't, I, that was, oh my, I'd like, I.
Kathy, I've got it mapped out. You're going to Mullins' Takeaway or Jade Garden, maybe for Chinese tonight. Maybe you go to the racetrack up the road.
Hard to tell.
My head bruised and Ridley's and all.
Several season tickets at Oriel Park and then down to O'Callaghan's Travel on Clanbrassil Street it is. I have a board of our trip
books. On the town.
You know, there's a map.
JP's a Dundalk man anyway, so you can take him out from Dundalk the next time he's home.
Lads, I am never short for words. Ask anybody that knows me. I can't get a string of sentences together. I just can't do it. This is just beyond my wildest dreams.
I can't believe the start to the year.
Yeah, great.
It's just incredible.
I'm on the internet here. I'm booking Bora Bora, right?
Are you coming too?
I'll come on this weekend. We're flying out from Saturday, is it?
Yeah.
And we'll say two adults, four kids. And will we say a week or 2 weeks? We'll go two and a half. You can afford it. Hang on one second. So we're coming back Wednesday week then. Hang on a second. The dates are all gone wonky now. Hang on one second.
That is just brilliant.
2 weeks. Here we go. Right. We put it in.
What have we got?
I'm looking at Bora Bora. Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Looks like we're. Hang on a minute. Oh, hang on. Got to restart. Hang on.
You're not busy, are you, Kathy?
You know what?
You don't have a lot on today, do you?
I never make a travel agent. Hang on. Oh, it's loading. Here we go. We've got some lovely spots in Bora Bora for you. Yeah, we've got the Four Seasons and we've got. Okay. I'll tell you. Just make sure you've got the bikini.
There's a Four Seasons in Carlingford, so I can end up there instead.
Do you know what? Maybe it's a misbooking on my part. I'll send you to Carlingford instead of Bora Bora. Listen, madam, everyone's delighted for you. All these texts that we're getting. Everyone's so thrilled for you. You're a great winner. And your reaction and just hearing someone who deserves it and is so happy to get it.
You've changed my life. You've changed my life and the life of my kids. Thank you so, I can never thank you enough. Thank you so, so, so much.
Kathy.
Honestly.
Enjoy Bora Bora, babes.
I will, babe.
Kathy and Dundalk. What a legend.
Oh, thank you
awesome
so much,
winner.
Guys. Thank you.
Cheers, darling. All the best.
Thanks.
Enjoy
all
it.
Best. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Life feels better when you know.
What a great song. Justin Timberlake on Today FM. Playing the music you love. So let the music play till the end. Can't Stop the Music from Justin. From the soundtrack of the Trolls movie.
Right. Okay. One of his better songs.
on, it's not just me. Think never gonna not dance again. The FM, good day. Ray's here, JP's there.
How are you?
And shout out once again to Cathy in Dundalk.
Oh, lovely stuff.
Winning herself the biggest ever prize on Irish radio, €126,000. Unbelievable. She's off to Tora Bora. Or Bora.
Tora Bora.
Tora Bora is the caves in Afghanistan, isn't it?
Yeah. Made popular by Osama bin Laden.
I don't think that's a hotspot. I don't think you're going to get any Tora Bora hotels and hotels.com. But hey, you should give it a go. Right, what have I got for you? I've got babies or Bono. What would you like?
I'd like babies, please.
Oh, that's a first.
That's not a personal life choice. Oh. Okay, I have not committed myself to that decision.
Oh, Aisling, if you're listening. TikTok. Dublin Fire Brigade praised for helping deliver baby girl. Dublin Fire Brigade has been praised after the team helped deliver a baby girl over the weekend. Jeez, I didn't know they did deliveries as well.
Are they in the app? Is there an app for that? How long will you be?
Do they do next day? firefighters were called to a house in Dublin after a woman went into labour. They helped the mum safely deliver a baby girl, baby Leisha. Solid name, actually. A baby Leisha was in a big hurry on Sunday morning, ended up being born at home. The baby's mum called for help after realising she wouldn't make it to the hospital in time. So the lads delivered. This is Barry and Mark from Rathfarnham Fire Station in Dublin, assisted in the delivery of baby Leisha at home. Oh, Jesus. Poor old Barry and Mark. They called the child Leisha in the end.
Mm.
No looking for a Barry. Like, would it be... Could you use Barry or Mark for a second name?
You could use Marcella as like a sort of feminised version.
It's ringing. Hello? Hello?
I'm sorry. Oh. I did not hear your selection.
Oh.
Please re-enter your selection now.
What's my selection? Hello, I want to talk to the fire brigade. In Rathfarnham.
I'm sorry. Oh. I did not hear your selection. Please re-enter your selection now.
Barry or Mark in Rathfarnham.
I'm sorry. Oh. I did not hear your selection. Please re-enter your selection now.
Barry or Mark in Rathfarnham Fire Station. Don't.
I'm sorry.
I did not
hear your selection.
She doesn't want to connect us.
Anyway, listen. Well done, lads. Well played.
I was only ringing to show my appreciation. I'm saying congrats and well done and fair play to Barry and Mark. The Bono story, actually, just very quickly, because I gave you that option as well. This is his son. You know his son, Elijah. Bono's son, Elijah Hewson, is in a band.
Yeah.
And they asked him about the nepo baby, the nepotism baby thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked him, what is it like being in his father's shadow, Elijah, right? And Elijah replied, he's actually quite a small person. I've got a bigger shadow.
You know what? Nicely played. Yeah.
Because Bono's only a short arse.
Yeah.
So even when your teenage son is overshadowing you, I mean, physically, that happens. Shout out to all the short dads this afternoon. Hanson, this is Today FM. Dermot Kennedy and One Life, this is Today FM, playing the music you
love. One life is never long enough for us.
What a show. What
a
show.
That was a show.
That was a show.
It was.
It went out on the radio.
Yep.
Made a lot of people turn up.
Do you know, we'll turn that into a podcast after the show as well.
You'll be able to download that on your Go Loud app over there on the Today FM app. But there's quite literally so much we didn't get to do on today's show. We didn't get to do Sarah Jessica's Parker.
Yeah.
Where Sex and the City actress Sarah Jessica Parker reveals her latest endorsement deal. She's now flogging her own range of parka jackets, ideal for cooler conditions this winter, in Sarah Jessica's parka. We didn't get to do Sarah Jessica Darker, where Sarah Jessica Parker tells us about her new line of fake tan. It's called Sarah Jessica Darker. Yeah. And we didn't get to do Chop. Chop. Where Mbop Songsmiths Hanson give us tips on how to cook the tastiest pork chops in our exciting new bit. Chop.
Great news.
Yeah. Matt Cooper's on the way next.
This year, we're all feeling the pinch. So at Tesco, we want you to
save big money on your next project. Now, at Menards.
pets. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement door and window screen. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to fit your needs. All rolls of replacement door and window screen are on sale now through April 27th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.